Let's listen. Jesus is speaking.
Again, I have many other things to tell you, but you cannot grasp them up until now. But when the Spirit of truth is come, he will guide you into all the truth, for he will not speak from himself, but what he hears, that he will speak. And he will make known to you things which are to come in the future. He will glorify me, because he will take of my own and show it to you. And everything that my Father has is mine. This is the reason why I told you that he will take of my own and show it to you. A little while, and you will not see me. And again, a little while, and you will see me, because I am going to the Father. Then his disciples said to one another, "What is this that he said to us? A little while, and you will not see me. And again, a little while, and you will see me, and because I'm going to my Father." And they said, "What is this that he said a little while? We cannot understand what he is speaking of." Jesus knew that they desired to ask him, and he said to them, "Are you inquiring among yourself concerning this that I told you? A little while and you will not see me, and again a little while and you will see me? Listen, truly I say to you that you will weep and wail, and yet the world will rejoice, and you will be sad, but your sadness will be changed into gladness." Listen, when a woman is in travail, she is depressed because her day has arrived. But when she has given birth to a son, she no longer remembers her troubles because of the joy that a male child is born into the world. So you also are depressed, but I will see you again, and your heart will rejoice, and your joy no man will take away from you. In that day, you will not ask me anything. Truly, listen, truly I say to you that whatever you ask my Father in my name, he will give it to you. Look, hitherto you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, so that your joy may be fulfilled. Listen, I have spoken these things in figures, but the time is coming when I will not speak to you in figures of body, but will plainly explain to you concerning the Father. Listen, in that day you will ask in my name, and I will not say to you, "I will ask the Father concerning you." Why? The Father himself loves you because you have loved me and have believed that I come forth from the Father. Listen, I come forth from the Father and I come into the world. Again, I am leaving the world and I'm going to my Father. And his disciples said to him, "Behold how you speak plainly and do not utter a single figure of my body. Now we understand that you know everything, and you need no man to ask you. By this we believe that you have come forth from God." And Jesus said to them, "Believe it. For behold, the hour is coming, and is now coming, when you will be dispersed, every man to his own country. And you will leave me alone, and yet I am never alone, because the Father is with me. These things I have said to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but have courage. I have conquered the world." Here we are. What a joy. We read together from the New Testament, the Aramaic Bible, which I really love, and the particulars of your own self-recognition in the Passion of the Christ. Thank you for that. Thank you once again for that body recognition. when Jesus speaks of this, I think you think this was 2,000 years ago. Come on. How could it possibly be 2,000 years ago? I am using the scripture, speaking now in the language that he spoke in. Obviously, you intend to examine it within the factoring of your own mind in order to continue to suffer the travail of the necessity for you to be reborn. The entire teaching of Jesus are that you must be reborn in the idea of who you are, with a continuing alteration of the factor of time in which you find yourself, which was certainly undergone in the devastation of crucifixion that was so much a part of our need to remain body identities and suffer from the body identity. As you know, I'm called the master teacher. The reason that I am a master teacher is I teach through Jesus the necessity for a continuing conversion of my body form of recognition that will allow me to participate in a new light factor of energy that will continue to alter my body association. I just got through reading this to you in the New Testament. At that moment when they recognize him, it's a beautiful moment. They say to each other, he just showed us his whole self. What he gives them is a preliminary demonstration of his own resurrection. You guys, can I share something with you? I think you're hearing me. Who is that? What's the name of the guy that formulated, spent all this money in order to put the crucifixion and the resurrection together? Call him anything you want, but you listen. He is employing the power of his mind to admit what I just read you in Jesus' association with his disciples. Are you one of his disciples? Yes. Will you be persistent in the idea that you can alter your association with yourself and thus serve your brother in his identity by the recognition, you ready, that you're the cause of your brother's pain? You love the idea that we can suffer together in crucifixion. What about the resurrection? The scripture says that when he offers this to them, he will reformulate them with a sentence like, the time will come and is now. Once again, the time will come and is now when you will see his reconfiguration in the recognition of his body. And this old 78, I saw somebody. They just called me and told me that I'm 78 years old. Or you're 30 or you're 40. I don't know, you can believe that if you want to, but if you believe it, you will suffer the consequences of being a body. I thought we were going to recognize in the reassociation of Jesus that you have been born again within your own male form. Male? What the heck do I care what you call it? I'm telling you this. There is one power in all of the universe, one power that extends eternally in the simple admission of peace and joy and love and commitment and understanding that we are sharing in our individual minds. And since there only was a requirement for one mind resurrected, it has been accomplished. All he could be doing is asking you to share with him the recognition of the mind training, the course in miracles of your capacity to rejuvenate your body identity. And this is what we're offering each other. I remember now, we're together in here, I was talking to you about healing the body association and the necessity in the scripture that you admit, what, Jesus is standing right next to you. It's impossible this not be true, because any idea of sin or separation would be a declaration by you that the light form of your body is just off the mark in association from God in the revelation of yourself as you are raised from the sickness and death of your identity. Now that you're hearing it, listen to what I'm going to describe to you about the rejuvenation of this old guy's body. Listen. From Jesus, the astonishing truth of the matter is that no single moment does your body exist at all. There is nothing at all solid or constant about it. Look, 98% of the atoms in your body were not there a year ago. The skeleton to you seems so solid was not there 3 months ago. The configuration of the bone cells only seem constant. Look, atoms of all kinds pass freely back and forth through the cell walls, and you acquire a new skeleton every 3 months. What? I'll try it. You require and acquire a new skeleton every 3 months. You're so hell-bent on holding onto yourself as that body form, you won't allow the resurrection to occur. Because if you allow it to occur, you will admit that you're actually transforming your cellular association every 3 months. So if you want to say to me, old 80-year-old guy, the rejuvenation of your cells, your skeleton, would indicate that your skeleton is only about 2 months old. Can you listen to me? My skeleton is only about 2 months old. That's how I can enjoy in the rejuvenation the demonstration of resurrection. Listen. Your skin is all new every month. You have a new stomach lining every 4 days. The cells in your liver turn over slowly, but new atoms flow through them like water in a river course, making a new liver every 6 weeks. The content of carbon, nitrogen, and oxygen in your brain cell is totally different today from a year ago. Listen, all of these body cells are continually demonstrating their universal rejuvenating capacity. But you, as a human, insist on functioning as a static, non-creative retention, you call this my body, of an objective aggregation of mechanical specialization. Listen, it is impossible to see the bright new world that surrounds you as long as you are hell-bent on retaining and defending your own historic genetic establishment. What? It becomes a massive retention of potential light energy compacted into an incredible density. This is you as what we call in our training a black hole of energy. At this point, there will be a complete reversal of your idea. It will be the quasar of your reunion following in a holy instant that we offer each other in recognition of the totality of our body. Here we go now. Remember that every single cell in your body is a complete enfoldment of the universal reality of the entire cosmos. This continuity of body time is not sequential. It need not suffer the conflict of sequential memory that requires a continuing direction of separation to remain in linearity unless you demand that it do so. Every organ in your body, produced and stereotyped in the exclusive specialization redundancy of your genetic self-replication, longs for the freedom of your ultimate experience. Listen, see now how simply you can evolve a continuing resurrection body association by staying in the constant moment of your reunion with the eternally creating mind of God. It is occurring spontaneously each moment. It is the only way to heal and be healed. Look how lovingly the contractual memories of your self-conceived physical body-mind identity and the chaotic projected illusion of form that surround it will respond to this miraculous healing process that is the extension of your newly illuminated mind. We're very excited at the idea that you've allowed me to read the scripture of my Savior Jesus Christ, because it's obviously a demonstration of the resolution of the problem, everything I pick up. How about the mysteries of outer space? Very obviously, you have in your consciousness, that's what that says, mysteries of outer space. This is from U.S. News. All you had to learn with me in the beginning of the revitalization of your body, that through your mind, you begin to refactor yourself in the darkness of energy light in which you find yourself associated, so that the descriptions, and I know you like to distinguish between science, which you call conscience, consciousness, same word, is nothing but the consciousness of the power of your mind, as we just read together, to decide what the universe out there is. You want to hear me? I'm going to be the master teacher now. What I tried to demonstrate to you is that in this cycle now of Jesus' reappearance, that's why I'm the master teacher, I have come here to demonstrate your decision to rejuvenate your body. When? Say to me, today. Look with me, I'll teach just for 6 minutes. Having suffered all the travail that it's actually going to be possible to suffer within your body formulation, you have simply decided that there is no solution contained within the matrix of energy in the causal loop, we call it in conscience, in the recognition of the power of yourself to remain within a body form in the action of the conflict that you feel with your brother. Now, the science of you hearing that were immediately so obviously denied by you, may I use the term? You're pathetic. You're not even going to accept the fundamental concept, some of you now in this horror, of the idea that all of your concepts, all of them, will only be contained within the evidence by which you get a reflection of yourself. I looked at the evidence that the universe, I guess now, is up to 16,000 million years old, and that there's energies of formulation of dark form that are a trillion times darker than the energy that you are implying. Who gives a cuss? Who gives an Aramaic camel dung? You can tell I spent some time with Jesus this morning. Excuse me. One of his favorite words, it literally translated, is camel dung. See, finally, it's one of your favorite expressions. I think you may not say camel dung. You might say almost anything else. But certainly it's going to be the idea of, crap is a good word, and that can be used out in our society. In other words, what Jesus actually says is, you want to hear it? You're full of crap. You're so full of the containment of your own mind in your egotistical definition of yourself that you're very fearful of the loss of your own body formulation. Look, what you're actually rejecting then is a continuing reformulation of your body. How are you going to deal with the old man, this guy who has suffered all of the conditions within my own mind? Listen, that you have also suffered? How much are you going to look up the record and say, oh, look at this. This 80-year-old guy was in the Second World War where we all suffered. And I had that association of very distinct memories in my mind. Listen, so have you. The idea that my body reformulation does not contain memories of myself. Somehow I have to lose them or forget them are, first of all, impossible. And second, would have no value even if you were successful in not remembering all of the pain that you've been through in order to attempt to experience the joy, listen, in the subtraction of the pain. In the subtraction of the dark energy form, very simply because it's possible. When you regenerate your cellular association in your DNA, you better use RNA without the nucleus of yourself. You can go into the idea of the hydrogen rejuvenation of your body if you wanted to, and I can demonstrate it to you, and you'll use that as an explanation of why the old man doesn't get old and sick and die. What good is our explanation of the idea that I'm regenerating my cellular association, save to me, resurrection, unless you're willing to at least somewhere within the fabric of your conceptual self make the simple idea, say to me, I would love to have what you're telling me be true. Say, Jesus, this is Jesus. Jesus says, what I am telling you is that I went into an entire continuum of all of the universe and have come back specifically into your mind, because my only concern in all of the universe, you, thank you, is the power of your mind. Now, what is this so-called master teacher, Jesus, yourself, offering you? He cannot be offering you more than he has accepted within his own mind in the demonstration of the sharing of the love that we have for God and for eternal life. Now's the practice of Jesus in the rejection of this. What happens with Jesus? Jesus obviously is out teaching a rejection of the world. You know it and I know it. And he and I are just as much aware that you, in your need for continuing crucifixion, will defend yourself from his light even to the act of crucifying him. This is the movie. Did we all see the movie? It's terrible, devastating. Now, as I rejuvenate my body, in recognition of myself. Now, many, we use the term Christian healers, ministers of dedication to Jesus Christ, are using not the power of their own concepts, but the power of Jesus' mind. And Jesus' mind of enlightenment within the Holy Spirit is totally indifferent to all of the judgment that you intend to employ in order to believe that Jesus has not forgiven you, whatever else you want to say. The enjoyment I'm getting out of this is I enjoy teaching. The reason I'm called a master teacher is I have a capacity, and now I'm using the testimony of Jesus, to simply see how reasonable the idea would be. Let's try it. The rejuvenation of my body is occurring anyway. The recellularization of myself in state form is actually happening in the resurrection, despite my determination through fear of not allowing it to occur. Boy, I love it. I love to teach. The only obstacle to the eternal love of God there could ever be is very simply your denial of it. Why? God goes with us wherever we go, and I see you are reformulate in this hologram an idea of a circle of love that now surround us with the idea of Jesus in the middle, raising us up from the cross into the certainty that we are risen along with him and that this world is over and gone. And I'll be back with you in just a moment to increase the frequency of that light, because I saw you share with me that moment of the entirety of our self-recognition. God goes with us wherever we go. Shall we say it together? God, bless us, each and every one. Stay with me for just a moment. We've got 27 minutes to go in the entirety of the necessity for you to be within this continuum. Remember, we went and saw the terrible devastation going on in the world. Remember that we're in our own consciousness about it. Remember our decision to let the message that Jesus offers us be what we are in this continuum. I'm Master Teacher. Remember Master Teacher attempting to verify to you, say to me, hologram. Yeah. The reappearance of Jesus in what we just described as the circle of atonement out in the universe is the simple consciousness science idea that no matter how far you go out into the universe, you're going to end up exactly where you started. You're listening to me? You know it. Come on. The question is not that. The question is, in your admission of the evidence of the science, of the power of your mind, is contained a capacity to rejuvenate the thoughts that you're having about yourself. The reason that I'm laughing at your conceptual discernment of yourself, I might as well tell you, I'm sharing this with Jesus, and I hope with you, it's ridiculous. The necessity for you to remain conceptual in your own mind and justify your capacity within this rotting carcass to let yourself descend down into hell and share momentarily all of the graves of the accumulation of death are exactly the denial of what I am teaching you through Jesus. What does he say? Let the dead bury the dead. The idea that you can succeed in going out into the world at the speed of light, which actually isn't going to get you anywhere, you're still going to end up right back here. So the teaching of Jesus that I was going to read you in this final 10 minutes in his scripture, Resurrection, was actually a loop quantum gravity. It was the admission, say to me, the devil. The quantum gravity is the dark form of your conceptual possibility within your own mind to retain ideas of grievances, pain, and death in your association with and of the inevitability of Gethsemane. Because no matter what you do out there, come on now, you're hearing me, I'm teaching this, you're going to end up right back here having another painful, lonely death experience. Lo and behold, you're still here having another painful and lonely demonstration. What? You're going to reincarnate? Try not to be absurd. Don't practice the idea of your need to live and die and live and die within your own. I'm not going to get into this. The idea that he is risen and returned is nothing but your determination that the only time you could actually escape from your body formulation is not in someone else's body within space-time, come on, but only when, say to me, here and now. Here and now, in your recognition of this body form, demonstrated by a reapplication of light energy, where did you, she disappeared. Will you trust me for a moment in what I'm teaching in space-time? Trust me. At no single moment does your body actually exist at all. I just got through reading you the idea that you're undergoing physical exchanges of your body anyway. The moment you don't hold it together, trust me, you reformulate your body identity and you begin to find other figures within your idea of quantum exposure. This is space-time, that also recognize you in that correspondent to the point where there suddenly appears a resurrected mind. And in the resignation and recognition of that mind, those who want to share that continuum will also be in that resurrection modality of the illusion that you could have been separate within a fabric of your mind from the truth of God. Because you're not. The description that Jesus uses in his Course in Conversion and Miracles is a very interesting description of himself in a quantum loop in the idea of the possibility for the regeneration of the body. What he's going to describe himself was a personal message that he used when he was still in the continuum of time. And this is obviously New Testament, but I'd like to have you listen to his reappearance here, will you? And what he says, because he's going to be here with you now in his declaration of saviorship. Listen. Let's talk about freedom and the gift of freedom from Jesus. If God's will for you is complete peace and joy. Unless you experience only this, you must be refusing to acknowledge His will. Look, His will does not vacillate, being changeless forever. When you are not at peace, it can only be because you do not believe that you are in Him. Yet He is all in all. His peace is complete, and you must be included in it. His laws govern you because they govern everything. You cannot exempt yourself from the laws of God, although you can disobey them. Yet if you do, and only if you do, you will feel lonely and you will feel helpless because you are denying yourself everything. Jesus is going to speak to us. I am come as a light into a world that does deny itself everything. It does this simply by disassociating itself from everything. It is therefore an illusion of isolation maintained by fear of the same loneliness that is the illusion. I said that I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. That is why I'm the light of the world. If I am with you in the loneliness of the world, the loneliness is gone. You cannot maintain the illusion of loneliness if you are not alone. My purpose then is still to overcome the world. Look, I do not attack it, but my light must dispel it because of what it is. Light does not attack darkness, but it does shine it away. If my light goes with you everywhere, you shine it away with me. The light becomes ours, and you cannot abide in darkness any more than darkness can abide wherever you go. The remembrance of me is the remembrance of yourself and of him who sent me to you. Listen, you were in darkness until God's will was done completely by any part of the sonship. When this was done, it was perfectly accomplished by all. How else could it be perfectly accomplished? My mission was simply to unite the will of the sonship with the will of the Father by being aware of the Father's will myself. This is the awareness I come to give you, and your problem in accepting it is simply the problem of the world. Dispelling it is salvation, and in this sense, I am the salvation of the world. The world must therefore despise and reject me, because the world is to believe that love is impossible. If you will accept the fact that I am with you, you are denying the world and accepting God. My will is his, and your decision to hear me is the decision to hear his voice and abide in his will. As God sent me to you, so will I send you to others, and I will go to them with you so we can teach them peace and union together. I'm back with you just for a moment because I wanted you to see the imperative of the recognition of the quality of the power in the reasonableness of the description of Jesus in the New Testament. Obviously, I'm not concerned about conceptual minds within the own fabric of their light who have no intention of hearing this. But I am concerned about you in your consciousness state, in the admission if there's a universe of the power of light out there that extends eternally forever. And I just doesn't require a description. It's simply admission of who you are. You cannot escape the consequences of attempting to remain within the pitiful limitation of your body form that define you in the simple denial. I'm going to use a little consciousness here, of a quantum identity. Now, the resurrection of my Savior Jesus could not be more than a moment, and we use the term quantum, as a definition of the singularity of cause and effect. A quantum moment is nothing but the entirety of the loss of objective association in the entirety of space-time, that when it brought you around to this loop of identity, you simply let all of your cause and effect that you previously had adapted to keep you out of Gethsemane, simply going into Gethsemane, taking the one guy that you are very determined never to forgive, offer him the solution of your love for him. He shares it with you. You immediately are at the moment of non-judgment of yourself. You listening? The world is gone. Mr. Teacher, having had the experience of the devastation, I'm very much aware and aware that there is no world, and so are you. The whole effort I'm employing now in this Gethsemane, in this idea of the torturedness of your own body identity, are so that in your mind, listen to me, you won't try to exclude your physical formulation of body from what you're searching for out there, because the formulation of your body includes the entirety of the universe. Jesus, yes, there's one more thing he wants to say to you about quantum. Why? It's an idea that any single idea you have about yourself can include an idea about God or the universe, simply because you are God's idea. And since God cannot see you as anything but whole and perfect, you need not examine your determination to remain in space-time and be separate. Listen to what he says about the resurrection and your quantum experience. Healing reflects our joint will. This is obvious when you consider what healing is for. Healing is the way in which the separation is overcome. Separation is overcome by union. It cannot be overcome by separating. The decision to unite must be unequivocal, or the mind itself is divided and not whole. Your mind is the means by which you determine your own condition, because mind is the mechanism of decision. Listen, it is the power by which you separate or join and experience pain or joy accordingly. My decision, as Jesus is telling you, cannot overcome yours, because yours is as powerful as mine. If it were not so, the sons of God would be unequal. All things are possible through our joint decision, but mine alone cannot help you. Your will is as free as mine, and God himself would not go against it. I cannot will what God does not will. I can offer my strength to make yours invincible, but I cannot oppose your decision without competing with it and thereby violating God's will for you. The idea that I would want to be in competition with you in regard to a friend or an enemy or someone I was in opposition to in order that I could occupy a separate body from yours lost all of its appeal to me. Again, I'm teaching, as many of you know, as what you call the master teacher, in the very simple certainty that whenever I conflicted in the power of my own mind, no matter how successful I was, and I assure you I was very successful in this, I always ended up with a disillusionment of myself in the acclamation of power that represented termination. Look with me, body formulation. The necessity for me to regenerate the body was necessary only because I had seen myself separate within split body identities where I couldn't recognize myself. And what we just shared together in the science perspective was the idea of parallel universes. Share this with me. In the energy of light association of your mind, I'm teaching now from my own resurrection, for my part of mine. And the idea of a parallel universe is that since I'm always going to get reflections of myself within my own body identity, I keep searching outside of myself for someone that I can find correspondence with. This is called, in Aramaic, it's called sin, or kata, or being off the mark, or being momentarily disillusioned in your capacity to view the entirety of your mind. Obviously, it doesn't have any meaning conceptually, because it's impossible you're not whole and perfect as God created you. So then in the parallel universes of our association in time, within this loop of energy, we keep ending back in another death association. Look with me now, I'm going to teach healing. We look outside ourselves and we see another body die. And we see another body die. And we seem to die. And suddenly all around us is a graveyard of associations of death in which we now employ all of the power of our mind to sustain the idea that we're bodies. Now, in the movie that we saw, Mel, in the construction of the idea of crucifixion, many of the answers contained in Jesus were definitions of what he was offering you at the moment of his resurrection, of which you cannot not be a whole part. As a disciple, now I'll be master teacher. I see that you're going to do this with me. I ask you for the love that we are sharing with each other from Jesus to stand with me in what you see as a horribleness of this crucifixion within your own mind, and share the relief of the energy by employing a discipline in your own mind, in your rejection of the idea of an unforgiving thought that just came into your mind, in your determination to continue to attack yourself within a parallel universe in which we're all going to die together. Death is an illusion of an idea that you're separate from God. And I have used this fabric of time to demonstrate a healing process of my body. One more time with this old 80-year-old guy, or you in any age that you formulate. Let the power of our love for each other through the resurrection of Jesus, the perfect body formulation, allow us an illusion of energy conversion of light that will represent a single wholeness as we merge together. And the idea, first, that in recognizing each other, we recognize ourselves. Why should I hold the conflict of condemning my brother if condemning is condemning myself in the conflict I feel in my mind? There's a very beautiful demonstration of love in this association of the terribleness of pain and death. Why? Love was all around us. Look with me. When we changed our mind within the conflict of our mind, everyone began to stand with us within this new continuum of light. You see that? It's entirely removed from the idea of chaos and death in fabrics of the idea of separation, because the light has penetrated it as we share the joy of the extension of ourself. I particularly want to thank you. I'm speaking directly to you now. This is from my Savior Jesus. Our Savior Jesus says to you, you have recognized within your own mind my teaching. Shall I tell you why? He chose you. He must have chosen you. Or why are you listening to this message? The time will come indeed when you will accept it. Wouldn't it be simpler to simply accept it now? Any devastation you're going to have to go or undergo in the admission you're the causation could not last for more than that moment, because we're all back together from out of time now, demonstrating the light of power that's shining all around us. Because we're very much aware that God, power of light, is going with us wherever we go, and the reflection of light, the Christ mind, the passion of the Christ that I just saw in you was your own resurrection and your escape from this containment of space-time. The world is over and we're gone. We're sharing that love. You've come back just for a moment now in order to demonstrate how successfully you were resurrected using the direction of the resurrection of Jesus. God is the mind with which we think, and we intend to say together, God, bless us, each and every one. The light that you just offered me there is as bright and as perfect as anything I have ever seen in this slow continuum of life.